The Bricklayer's Accident Report. The following is a humorous letter that has been circulating on the internet for some years. A bricklayer had an accident on the job and filed a claim with his insurance company soliciting compensation. In order to process the claim, the insurance agent assigned to the case requested more detail regarding the accident. The following is the reply from the bricklayer. Dear Sir, I am writing in response to your request for additional information in Section 3 of the accident report form. I put poor planning as the cause of my accident. You asked for a fuller explanation, and I trust the following details will be sufficient. I am a bricklayer by trade. On the day of the accident, I was working alone on the roof of a new six-story building. When I completed my work, I found I had some bricks left over, which, when weighed later, were found to be slightly in excess of 500 pounds. Rather than carrying the bricks down by hand, I decided to lower them in a barrel by using a pulley that was attached to the side of the building at the sixth floor. Having secured the rope at ground level, I went down and untied it, holding tightly to ensure a slow descent of the bricks. You will note that in Section 11 of the accident report form that my weight is 135 pounds. Due to my surprise at being jerked off the ground so suddenly, I lost my presence of mind and forgot to let go of the rope. Needless to say, I proceeded at a rapid rate up the side of the building. In the vicinity of the third floor, I met the barrel, which was now proceeding downward at an equally impressive speed. This explains the fractured skull, minor abrasions, and broken collarbone as listed in Section 3 of the accident report form. Slowed only slightly, I continued my rapid ascent, not stopping until the fingers of my right hand were two knuckles deep into the pulley. Fortunately, by this time, I had regained my presence of mind and was able to hold tightly to the rope in spite of the excruciating pain I was now beginning to experience. At approximately the same time, however, the barrel of bricks hit the ground and the bottom fell out of the barrel. Now devoid of the weight of the bricks, the barrel weighed approximately 50 pounds. I refer you again to my weight. As you might imagine, I then began a rapid descent down the side of the building. Once again in the vicinity of the third floor, I met the empty barrel coming up. This accounts for the two fractured ankles, broken tooth, and severe lacerations of my legs and lower body. Here my luck began to change slightly. The encounter with the barrel slowed me enough to lessen my injuries when I fell onto the pile of bricks, and fortunately only three vertebrae were cracked. I am sorry to report, however, that as I lay there on the pile of bricks in pain, unable to move, with the barrel approximately six stories above me, I again lost my composure and presence of mind and let go of the rope. This explains the two broken legs. Regards, George Smith.